The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
I was 8 years old and running with a dime in my hand to the bus stop to pick up a paper from my old man. Sit on his lap, that big old Buick steer as we drove through town. Tassel my hair, say something. Good look around. This is your hometown. This is your hometown. This is your hometown. This is your hometown.
Bruce Springsteen winning a Tony last night in New York City. And congratulations to Bruce. I know politics, you don't want to hear about it. You want to hear about Bruce politically, but artist-wise, and forgive me, New Jersey-wise, congratulations, Bruce. 606 with Joe on the radio. Hey, good morning to you. Great to have you with us this morning on this historic Monday, this historic week. It's June 11th already, rolling into Father's Day this weekend, but my goodness gracious, it is all about Singapore. It is all about President Trump. It's all about the G7. Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, just gave a press conference. And I have to tell you, I am loving every single minute of this. It is as dramatic as it gets. It's as vital as it gets. Those of us who said, really, you may want to tune out now, because I'm going to say, those of us who went and said, you know, I think maybe Donald Trump as president would kind of shake things up a little bit. Boom! This is exactly what I want. Did you see the picture at the G7 with Angela Merkel looking at that? And Donald Trump seated, John Bolton is to his right, Larry Kudlow to the left. And I'm going to tell you right now, you may want to tune out now, because if it sounds, it's not pro-Trump as much as it is America first, pro-America. And hashtag this, deal with it. It's about time. It's about time. We were shut down for 8 years. We were told we were wrong. We were racist. They apologized. We had apologized. Oh, sorry about America. Sorry. Hey. Now we got a president going in. And again, I speak to you confidentially this hour, in the 6 to 7 hour on AM 970, The Answer, 8 minutes after 6 o'clock in New York with Joe and Frank. And now so that Debbie's on assignment. Brandy Scott's got the traffic. We got you covered this morning. But not te preocupare. I'm gonna get it. Don't worry about a thing. This is classic Donald Trump. The way he goes into the G7 with a bluster. He knows exactly what he's doing. This is a negotiation. The most vital thing said over the weekend was said by Maria Bartiromo, my dear friend. You know, Mornings with Maria, and she does Sunday Futures, the great show on Sunday on Fox News. And she said she grabbed the president for a second on Air Force One. And he says, Maria, this is a negotiation. The president of the United States told Maria, no, I didn't say that anywhere else. I saw Maria say it. I think it was Fox and Friends yesterday morning. And she said, what the president said to Maria Bartiromo, he knows just what he's doing. But everybody, what I love the drama of it all. Don't you love the drama of it all? He's sitting, his arms are crossed. Angela Merkel's going, sir, you've got to let do what we want. You've got to do what we want. I am Angela. You will do what we want. Maybe not so much, Angela. Maybe not so much. Macron is there. You don't tell my friend Donald. What happened to our bromance, Donald? Les chotons. Hold on, Emmanuel, relax. Sit back down, little boy. Relax, we got this. loving every minute of it. You know, I just feel like you and I are, we, sometimes you're in a bubble, but I think a lot of more people are in our bubble now than ever before, where you just kind of have to appreciate and respect this great country, the foundation of this great country, thinking about how our parents and grandparents came here and learned the laws of the language, and then, poof, I don't, the last 16 years, let alone the last 8 years, forget about it. I don't even know what happened in the administration before Barack Obama. So I got no political skin in the game, you know what I'm saying? But now it's America first, and I just am, but I don't want to get too giddy, because anything could happen with Kim Jong-un. But it is it's an exciting time, and please let's embrace it. It's great that we have a leader. But when it seems like it's too over the top and the bluster is too much, and I say to my liberal friends and my Democratic friends, to my progressive socialist friends, there's no hope for you. So rest in peace. God bless you. I don't know. You can't talk to the socialists because they just want power for myself. Everybody is a minion. You will all work for me, and we will have a progressive society because I'm in charge, right? No, please stop. That gotta happen. But to my liberal, to my common sense minded, you know, Democratic friends, don't worry about things. This is all calculated, and it should work out okay. I just worry about Kim Jong-un because they played us before in North Korea. We don't know exactly what's going to happen, but it is historic, and it's historic that this president, as much as I just like the drama of it all, as much as I knew Donald Trump, I knew that he was smart enough to handle this. That I just hope that I don't trust Kim Jong-un. That's the only scary. They can go in, they can shake hands, they could say one thing, and then what's going to happen weeks from now? But you know what? Like Lou Dobbs said it. He tweeted out yesterday, Godspeed, Mr. President. Is that too much to ask? Godspeed, Mr. President. All the best. I didn't. How many times did I disagree on the air with Barack Obama? But you know what? Godspeed, Mr. President. If it's good for the country, go for it. Just was never really, the country just never was first. You and I were never first. We always yelled that. So it's going to be a very interesting week, and it's going to be historic. And I guess about 9 o'clock, I guess tonight is when Kim Jong-un, that's 9 o'clock our time. That'll be 9 in the morning in Singapore. Kim Jong-un, President Donald J. Trump. Did you ever think we'd get here with this president? It's fascinating to watch, and you have to embrace it and listen, say a prayer, because this, if this takes us to peace, then let Donald J. Trump take us to peace, man. Never thought we'd see it, right? Well, it's right here in front of us. And you know what? Godspeed, Mr. President. 12 minutes after 6 o'clock, Gordon Chang. This is the foremost expert on everything in Asia. And I keep waiting for President Trump to bring Gordon Chang into the administration down there, which could happen any second because Gordon Chang is that brilliant. And he's the Asia analyst, author of The Coming Collapse of China. Gordon, kind enough to join us just in about half an hour, 20 minutes or so. Mr. Chang will come on the air, and we are privileged to have him there. Congressman Peter King, we absolutely adore. He's a true public servant, regular guy, never, ever forgets his Long Island, New York roots. And we'll be chatting exactly what happened with the G7, with this Mueller probe, and what's happening with the pizza delivery guy's immigration status, how Governor Cuomo is now going to fight for this guy. Which I have thoughts about that, but I think you're not going to like them. So we will address it, and we will address it with the congressman. Peter King will be with us. Dr. Jeffrey Gardier will be with us. We love Dr. Jeffrey. Suicide, Anthony Bourdain, Kate Spade, what is going on? It's an epidemic. We all know. We've all had people and family and friends who have killed themselves. Especially when you're successful. How much do you and I struggle every morning? You sit there now, God, you're listening, and God bless you, and thank you for listening, and I love you for what you are and who you are. I'll tell you what, you know that, and when I meet you, I tell you that, and it's so true. But then you get another tax bill. I got to pay this bill. Now somebody's yelling at you, telling you you're doing this wrong. You got to take the kids, the grandkids to school. Just one obstacle after another, and we just keep going. But is it really enough to put you over the edge? What is it that puts you over the edge, especially when you're successful, especially when you have all the money in the world, especially when you got the right in the palm of your hand, you have everything going for you, the what you always wished for? What puts you over the edge? You want to hear Dr. Jeffrey Gardier and the one, the only Kevin Jackson. That's all I have to say anymore. Kevin Jackson. Oh, I want to hear what Kevin says. To Kevin in the 9 o'clock hour, just put your seatbelt on and tune into Joe and Kevin, please, because anything could happen. Did you see the eyebrow thing with with Trudeau, with Justin Trudeau, the eyebrow thing. He, now I'm telling you, not to get worried. I know from being on this program and taking it seriously and then leaning on Frank and Al and the broadcast, you know, they're young folks, Debbie too, but they're great broadcasters. And I lean on those guys. I had a big shout out to Talkers Magazine, by the way. We're there Fridays. I'll tell you that, with Mr. Phil Boyce, Jerry Crowley, Mary, our sales gal, was there. Kevin McCullough was there. I've learned so much, and I learned how to embrace and just accept all these things that are happening. So, and I could, when I come on the air, you know, we always like to try to have an instinct. And I know, and from reading the president from day one, there's an instinct. This is how he plays the world. This is the way Donald J. Trump plays the world. And I mean play in a respectful term. He knows this is a negotiation. Don't forget, there's a guy from Queens, and he worked in construction. His father left him some money, and he turned it into $10 billion with a B. And if you're from New York, you know how Donald Trump could be successful in almost everything that he does. This is a negotiation. So don't get crazy. Everybody gets, oh, my gosh, did you see? I feel everything is going to be in order. So he starts blustering against Trudeau and Canada and the G7, and he has this hard-line stance, which I think is going to be worked out. This is just going to go away. I'm telling you right now. But I love how everybody takes it for what it is, and Donald Trump is the center of the world, as he loves it. Then Trudeau goes after him. When Donald Trump gets on Air Force One, you know this happened, yesterday, within the last 24 hours, 48 hours, Donald Trump gets on Air Force One. He goes, then Trudeau goes after him in a press conference. So the young Trudeau, who is a little suspect in my opinion, this guy, I don't know who this guy is. He's dancing at 1 minute. I mean, he's in India, you know, patronizing the Indians and in India. And I don't know who this guy is. And it's scary, frankly, because I love Canada. Love Canada. Love those guys. So then he's doing the speech against Trump. His eyebrow falls down. The guy, did you see? I promise you, Trudeau's eyebrow falls off his head. Like, it's like, I mean, you would expect that to happen at the Tony Awards last night. You know, with all the Broadway performers, and if there's a makeup malfunction, you know, or mishap, you would think it would happen on a stage. No, it happened to Trudeau as he's lambasting Donald Trump. You can't make it up. So apparently, Justin Trudeau wears fake eyebrows. Now, we all go, when you go in, you do makeup, you go to Fox News, or we go on the air and we stream live here. You know, you do your eyebrows, you do your face, you put the makeup on. Everybody knows that. But fake eyebrows as the prime minister of a country? This was gold. Did you see that? It's like, and everybody's like, looking, what? What's about?
It's all over online. It's hysterical online. You have to love it. You have to check it out. So there goes the credibility of Trudeau. So anyway, we wish the president all the very, very best. It's going to be actually a great. I'm trying to tweet out. We don't really have folks to do that, so I'm doing it myself. So forgive me. I'll stay on all the social media. And I had a great weekend with the kid. I was with my little Charlie all weekend long. And I'm trying to stay on top of all the world issues. 18 after 6 o'clock with Joe on the radio. And this was the funniest thing, where I went to, first of all, on Friday, as I leave, I go from downtown to Midtown to go to the Talkers. There's like a convention. Talkers Magazine is the industry standard. Everybody's there. I'm honored to be there. I'm out of they said, Joe, would you speak? Salem Media, that's our parents' company here at AM970. Answer, would you go speak? So I go, listen. So I go, oh, sure, I'll go speak. I go, oh, listen, I'm honored to be among all these great broadcasters. Mr. Boyce is there, and Jerry Crowley's there, and here I am, like a broadcaster now. You know what I'm saying? So I go, yeah. So of course I got to drive myself. So I drive. The traffic is. I really believe there's a force that overlooks your day. I believe there's like some kind of force that overlooks your day. It's probably, is it God-based? Probably. And then they're going to make, if some days you have obstacles every step of the way, well, if you're driving in Bill de Blasio's New York, there will be obstacles every step of the way as you're trying to go from one block to the next block. Everything's blocked off. I couldn't get to where I was going. I was so frustrated. I come off of Wall Street, they're blocking one street for, I don't know why. No one knows why. They blocked the street. Now you got to go the wrong day. It took me like an hour and 20 minutes to get from, listen to me, downtown by Wall Street to Midtown where I had to go. Then I go to the street where I am. That's blocked off. That is a concerted effort by some force greater than me. I'm convinced of it. Some person up there or out there
or somewhere saying, okay, all right, let's get block that for Joe and block that. I couldn't get to where I was going. Now I'm late. I don't want to be late for these great broadcasters. Where am I going to park? I see a sign that says park. I go down 24th Street and I just make a turn into this parking garage. And I go, okay, no one's around. But that happens in New York. You pull in and there's nobody there. I back into a space. I lock the car. I hold my key. And I'm late and I'm on the clock and I cannot be late. It's radio. You got to be on time. And I say to the guy, I say, can I leave my car here? Oh, this isn't a garage. This is an enterprise car rental garage. So you can rent a car. Hold on. I'll be right back, the guy says. And I go, well, so will I. I left my car there. Maybe someone's going to rent it. I don't care. I didn't care. It's so frustrating in New York just to get from point A to point B. I left the car in the enterprise car rental place and walked a block, two blocks to where I had to go. It was great. Hoping that my car wasn't going to get rented. I swear to God. So I went there. We had a great time at Talkers. I'll tell you all about it. Yeah, I did a little speech. I got back, and when we come back, I'll tell you if my car was rented or not. But it was not. It was not a parking space. It was totally illegal. Hey, Frankie Five Boroughs had a lot to go on this weekend.
So I don't understand. Did they charge you for this rent?
I'll tell you when we come back. Only in New York. Only me.
Did we
Frankie
not
Five
tell
Burles.
You to take public transportation?
Yeah. No, I couldn't. You can't. You can't.
Sure, because
you can't, because you go from downtown to midtown, then midtown back to downtown, then the Holland Tunnel. Al, it's the worst of all. It's a disgrace, the traffic flow in New York. And I only say that because of the taxes, the tolls, the regulations
that
we have
to pay. But where you were going wasn't midtown.
No,
that was still downtown.
You can't. No, it's 26th Street to me is midtown from where we were. So we're going to, so I go all the way back down. If you try to go from the radio station, my parking garage, to the Holland Tunnel, it's at least an hour. I'm telling you, we're in an epidemic here, a traffic epidemic. But I'll tell you exactly what happened when I went in the garage. It was hysterical. And you know what? Made the speech, got through. They're not going to get me down. Don't let the mismanagement of New York City get you down. We will prevail. And it makes us tough as Jersey people, makes us tough as New Yorkers. 621. Speaking of ridiculous, unnecessary traffic, Brandi Scott's on the roads for you this morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. We've got some heavy delays moving eastbound on the Gowanus. That's because of an accident blocking the right lane right by the Prospect. That's involving a tractor trailer. You're crawling right now on the eastbound side from 7th Ave as you approach exit 24. Southbound Whitestone Bridge, you got some extra volume on the span. Getting into Queens, a bit of a heavy ride there. Southbound Harlem River Drive, your stop and go Park Ave to the Willis Ave Bridge. Van Wyck on the northbound side, that'll cost you some extra time. You're heavy from Linden Boulevard to Hillside Ave. And at your Hudson River crossings, not too bad. Inbound at the George upper level, about 5 to 10 minutes. Lower running at about 5 to 10 as well. Inbound at the Lincoln will cost you about 5 to 10. You're in great shape at the Holland Tunnel. Mostly cloudy skies this morning, giving way to a mix of sun and clouds in the afternoon. Close to about 75 degrees for the high. Tonight, clear and cool. Temperatures dip in the mid-50s. Tuesday, lots of sunshine throughout the day, back into the mid-70s. This report is brought to you by the Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? The PCA can help. It's a national nonprofit offering more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org for more info. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available. Long Island Lutheran Middle and High School, Smithtown Christian School, The Bible Speaks Academy. Once again, go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools. For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills, and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free and all close to you. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars.
On Monday, June 25th at the 3 West Club, 3 West 51st Street in Midtown Manhattan at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And on Tuesday, June 26th at Bocelli's Ristorante, 1250 Highland Boulevard in Grasmere, Staten Island at 11 a.m., 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors and Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Just call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com. Connors and Sullivan. Plan now for later.
Good morning, good morning. It's Joe on the radio. Here we go. Historic week in the United States of America. Oh, we're going to cover it all. We're loving every minute of it. And even more, we love you being with us. And a great good morning on this June 11th. Rolling into Father's Day weekend, 6:25. A lot going on. Before we go anywhere else, Gordon Chang's going to join us shortly as well. I want to tell you about, if I may, about Michael's of Brooklyn. Michael's of Brooklyn right there on Avenue R in Nostrand in the beautiful borough of Brooklyn, New York. You know, they've been around 50 years. We always tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn. I love Michael's of Brooklyn. Fred is there. You hear Fred every Friday on the show, right? Johnny is there. Michael himself. Mary Ann. This is a family-owned and operated, I want to say a business. It's more like a family hangout where you want to go when you go to Michael's of Brooklyn. And you go there and you feel comfortable. And yes, we all know Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. We all know that it's non-GMO and very, very healthy for you. Good, listen, certified gluten-free. We all know the food's spectacular. But when you go to Michael's of Brooklyn, I keep telling you this, one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of the United States of America. One of the five best Italian restaurants, and they make the sauce right there in Brooklyn. How do you not go to Avenue R in Nostrand? How do you not take home a jar of Michael's of Brooklyn? You got to check it out. And I love telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic taste of Italy for over 50 years.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. Joe Piscopo on the radio at 6:26. So I got to tell you, I go back, I do the speech, and I go over to the garage where I left my car, which was an Enterprise rental car. And the guy couldn't have been nicer. The guy goes, oh, he goes like this. He goes, you can't park. No, he didn't even say you can't park it. There was no attitude. It was just like, we are not a parking garage. And he says to me, I'll be right back. And so I go, and so will I. So I left the car locked. I put it safely. I took the key with me. Listen to me. I walk a couple blocks, and I go do my speech, and all these big broadcasters were there. Harry Hurley, my buddy from Atlantic City, was there, and my boss, Phil Boyce, and Mr. Crowley's. And this was like I'm very proud of that. I take it very seriously, and it was for Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison was there from Talkers Magazine. I do a quick speech, and Sid was there. Everybody from Sid and Bernie, everybody, it was great. So I go like that, boom, I'm getting back to the car. So Joe Sebelia, God bless the kid that's like the young producer, this young, he's like a future Frank Morano, this kid, great kid.
Don't insult the poor kid.
He's such a good kid. Yeah, he goes, Joe, he's got all his bags with him. All this, I said, where are you going, Joe? Well, I'm going back to Port Authority, and then I'm going to take the bus way out to Pennsylvania, where my parents are. And I'm going like, what? No. You got to go right by my house. Come to my house, and maybe your dad or somebody could pick you up. You'll do that for me, Joe? Yes. I said, just walk with me. Come on, I will get my car. Where's your car? Well, if I had my car, it would be at the Enterprise parking lot. And we walked. I go in. The car is still there. That's all. You ever notice that? You wonder, is my car going to get towed? You don't care how many tickets or whatever. It's still there, but they block it in with a minivan, you know, with like a minivan. So I go in. We ask, I'm sorry. I thought it was a lot. I walked. I was in a rush. I apologize. Can I take care of this? I go like this. Frankie, you love this. I go, can I rent a car? I'll rent the car. I said, Joe, let me rent you a car so you could drive it. Joe, you do that? Yes, because it was not. I'm just glad I had the space. I don't care how much it's going to cost me. I said, I'll rent an Enterprise car, and you could take the car. They said, listen to me. We have
Wait, Joe, I want to be clear. I'm sorry to interrupt. You were offering to rent a car in order to park your own car.
That's exactly right.
Okay. In New York. I just want to make sure I didn't
say anything. You were going to trust somebody else to drive that rental car because your car had to go home.
When someone goes out of their way for me, I will do anything for you. Now, that Enterprise person, they could have called the police. They could have called everything. They left the car. They probably knew the situation. They were very nice. And I said, allow me the privilege to rent the car from Enterprise. Put my kid in the car. Take him to where he's got to go. Then you know what they told me, of course, in true New York fashion? What do you think? We have no cars to rent.
So they were done.
They were, it was like one of those deals.
Joe in the back of his head was going,
yeah, exactly.
I don't have to spend any money.
Excuse me. And I'm saying, what do you drive? I said, okay, take one of those minivans. I don't know if I could drive that. It was just only me on a Friday trying to get out of New York. So we all got places to go. So, the guy comes over, the manager comes over and goes, no, look, sometimes there's a problem. Didn't get mad. I take my wallet out. I'm going to tip everybody heavy. Nobody. So they go, well, the person that has, listen to me, Frank, only me. And then the person that was blocking me in the minivan apparently was a customer who went somewhere. They didn't have the key to move the minivan. Oh. So I had to wait.
Well, but so at the end of the day, as inconvenient it is to wait when you're blocked in by a minivan, did you get to park for free? It sounds like you almost beat the system.
For free. That's the system.
All right. Okay.
There is the bottom line.
That's what I like
Frankie
to hear.
Fiber.
All right. Great.
But the girl that moved, the lovely gal comes out, she moves the minivan. I take my wallet out. And I go, now, what would that cost me to park out? $95, my usual parking fee?
Probably.
So I go, I take my wallet. He wouldn't take the money.
Wow.
Well, I said, you're the first gal that I've ever seen not taking the money. She just, no, it's okay.
And did then, you have to say, do you know who I am? I give everybody money.
She knew. Wait, you're Joe Piscopo? Oh, sure. Put me on the payroll. No. So I got out. We got out. And I took Joe. I left him off in a town on the way, you know, by Annandale. And his dad picked him up. So I got home. But
he was very pleased and very grateful for that ride home, yesterday.
But that's my weekend. And I'll tell you all about it. There's so much to tell you. That's just the
start. You're also invited to his graduation party on the 30th.
Do I have to perform?
Sing. Yes, you do. No gift.
Right.
No just gift.
Just sing for yourself.
By the way, who's going to the Bronx with me on Wednesday? Anybody?
I think at this point it's just you and Ruben Diaz Jr.
Right.
Is Ruben going to be there?
I think he is going to stop by.
You got to put a note out, and Ruben and I will do a song together. Come on, we'll do a song.
Again, I don't know that he sings, but I'll ask. But that should be something. That's the event. And that's open to the public if anyone and their listeners want to go, right?
Yeah.
Do people know that we work during the day? We have all these events at night. Do they know that we work like 3 o'clock in the morning?
No.
So no matter what happens, we'll take a break.
Let me get this straight. So you're not getting paid. It's open
right.
free to the public.
That's right.
You're going to be singing with somebody you don't even know if he sings or not.
Yeah, that's right. And so this is worth the price of admission alone,
really?
Which I think is nothing. So, but
I won't be there.
It's good for the church, Our Lady of Mount Carmel there, and I'm going to be
you.
There. I know, God bless you, Al. I know it's not that they're taking advantage of me, but God bless God praise Jesus. That's all I got to say.
Oh yeah.
So, but you know, Al, you had a good weekend too, Albert. Good weekend.
Yeah, I was with my mom on Saturday. We were at a graduation party, so it was
good
nice. We had a good
so,
time.
And then
she wanted to know if the race. We were watching the, the Belmont Stakes, obviously,
yeah,
Triple Crown, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah,
she
justified.
Goes, are they racing at Belmont? I said, well, that's why it's at Belmont Park, Mom, and it's called the Belmont Stakes. Oh, okay. She had no clue.
Explain it to me, but that was nice. I watched it. That was a great race. We'll talk about it. But before we break, Frankie Fiberos, I see a picture pop up online with his beautiful significant other with the one, the only, John Travolta. You smoked us all, Frank, with that picture.
Well, that was it was really a thrill to meet him, and I could tell you a little bit more about this later, but I was invited out to this screening of the new Gotti movie, which is out in theaters on Friday, and I did not know that John Travolta, there was a little bit of an after party, and I didn't know that John Travolta was going to be there, but I have to tell you, he and his wife, Kelly Preston, I have never met such nice people. And,
yeah, he's
you know,
the best. He really is a nice man.
He came over to me and said hello and shook hands.
Wow.
His wife came over, and not because they knew who I was or anything, just because they're such nice people. And, you know, and they asked, oh, did you enjoy the movie? They really were such nice folks. I was really blown away by how nice they are. And then Angel Gotti, who is the eldest child of John and Victoria Gotti, she said to me, you know, did you get a picture with John Travolta or Kelly Preston? I said, no, I don't want to bother them. And everyone's taking pictures with them. I don't want to bother them. And she said, no, he really, really likes it. And he told me a long time ago that he's never turned down a single photo request in his whole life, because when he was a young actor, he asked a big shot actor who will remain nameless for a photo, and the actor told him no. And
who
he made
come on, drop
I, I don't know. She wouldn't tell me.
Oh, okay.
And so she said that Travolta vowed that he would always take a picture with anybody that wanted one forever. So it was real thrilling.
You couldn't get who the actor was out of Angel Gotti.
No, I don't know if he told her.
That's right. The Gotti's don't talk. Of course.
Exactly.
I should have known that. We'll hear all about Frankie's his run-in with the great John Travolta. Has seen the film. Albert is here. I'm here, and I'm not even telling you the half of it. But we are here, and we're excited. I'm very pumped up about the country. I'm very pumped up about this North Korean summit, and I think it's all good. However, there is one gentleman that knows more about this than really, truly any of us, and that is Gordon Chang. And Gordon Chang will join us as soon as we come back from Al. And we're always privileged to have Mr. Chang on the show. And he will break down the North Korea summit like no one else can on Piscopo in the morning with Frankie Five Boroughs. And right now, Big Al Gattulo at 6:36 on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
59 degrees at 6:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The White House is authorizing federal assistance for 5 New Jersey counties impacted by the wild winter storm that struck in March. Bergen, Essex, Morris, Passaic, and Somerset counties all saw an excess of 20 inches of snow in some communities, and the federal government is offering funding to the state and eligible local governments to cover snow removal efforts and other organizations for emergency work and facilities repair from March 6th to March 7th. Additionally, Bergen and Morris, which saw as much as 26 inches of snow land in some locations, is receiving enough funding to cover 48 hours worth of expenses. Federal funding is also being offered statewide for hazard mitigation measures. A woman is recovering from a sprained wrist after falling out of a carnival ride in Queens. 19-year-old Tiffany Carl says she and her boyfriend got in a spinning basket ride at the Astoria Park Carnival on Saturday night. The worker started the ride before Carl and her boyfriend Chris Bravo were secured. She fell out and Bravo hung onto a basket while in midair before crews were able to get him down. Dreamland Amusements runs the carnival, tells NBC New York that workers dealing with crowd control failed to close the door. Company says they've added extra staff to make sure this doesn't happen again. In sports, the Mets avoided being swept in the Subway Series by blanking the Yankees 2-0 to finish out the 3-game set at Citi Field. Seth Lugo held the Yankees to 2 hits with 8 strikeouts in 6 innings to improve to 2-1. Two sides will meet again at Yankee Stadium on July 20th. Stuck in traffic? Brandy Scott's got the answer.
We've got some heavy slowdowns moving westbound on the Cross Bronx. Your stop and go between the Bruckner and 3rd Ave. Doing better on the Gowanus. That crash on the eastbound side right by the Prospect just cleared out of the way. Still some heavy slowdowns, though, from about 7th Ave. Liberty Ave, that's closed on the westbound side in Queens. We've got some police activity between Liverpool Street and the Van Wyck there. That's causing some solid delays. Harlem River Drive on the southbound side, that as you stop and go from Park Ave to the Willis Ave Bridge. Heavy delays on the Cross Island moving northbound. Your jam between the Grand Central and Northern Boulevard. Grand Central on the westbound side, that as you stop and go from the Cross Island to about 188th Street. Westbound LIE, you're very heavy from Little Neck Parkway to Woodhaven Boulevard. In New Jersey, Bergen Boulevard, that's closed both directions between Tunnelly Ave and Montgomery Street. Down light pole on the roadway there, and at your Hudson River crossings, inbound at the George, 10 to 15 minutes for the upper level. Lower level will cost you about 5 to 10. Inbound Lincoln and Holland Tunnels, both running at 10 to 15. Alternate side in effect today. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Hotels.com. With Hotels.com, get rewarded from seaside cabins in Oregon to five-star resorts in Mexico. Hotels.com has all the options, and for every 10 nights you stay, you get one free. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded. Free nights don't include taxes and fees.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 638. Gordon Jang standing by. I did want to tell you, if I may, about the Bramnick Law Firm. John and Brent Bramnick and their 18 lawyers are standing by to answer your questions. During the past 30 years, John Bramnick has represented thousands of people who have been in serious accidents, always on a contingency basis. I love being able to tell you that. No recovery, no fee. And during the past 30 years, Mr. Bramnick has also provided free consultations to help people decide whether they need a lawyer or not. You may not even need a lawyer. The Bramnicks will come to your home if you have a personal injury claim. I tell you these things every morning. And if you have a problem and you're a little confused because of malpractice, work-related claims, negligence, auto accidents, you know, feel free to call the Bramnicks 7 days a week. They are there 7 days a week. They'll come to your house and give you answers about your claim. And again, tell you if you need a lawyer or not. 877-423-4878. 877-423-4878. Or you can reach them at johnbramnick.com. JohnBramnick.com.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Mr. Capel in the morning, 20 minutes before 7 o'clock, 640 on this historic week in the United States of America. We've been talking with Mr. Gordon Jang for years now, literally years. I had the honor of meeting Mr. Jang over at the Okabuto Show at Fox Business. I said, Gordon, would you be so kind to come on the show? He is the leading expert on everything happening in China, everything happening in North Korea. He is the go-to guy across all of media, Gordon Jang is, and he's kind enough to first and foremost come on the Piscopo show early this morning. And Gordon Jang, we are so pleased to have you with us this morning. Good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning, Joe, and I'm so pleased to be on your show. So thank you.
Well, Gordon, you're the guy, man. Give us the breakdown, your take. The summit is here. It's tomorrow. It's actually tonight, 9 o'clock Singapore time. Tell us your feelings, Gordon Jang.
Yeah, this is historic, of course, because it's the first time a sitting American president has met a North Korean leader. President Trump worked hard to get here, and there's basically, the North Koreans wanted to go to Singapore to speak to President Trump for a number of reasons. One of them is they need sanctions relief, relief from U.S. sanctions and U.N. sanctions, and also because they're concerned that the U.S. will strike their missile and their nuke facilities. That's what got them to the negotiating table. Now, the shoe goes on to the other foot, because up to now, the North Koreans have been the only ones making the concessions. When they have this historic meeting in Singapore, Kim Jong-un gets what he wants. He wants legitimization. He gets legitimization by shaking hands with President Trump. And so the question is, what is the U.S. going to get in return for this meeting? And we're going to find that out in a very few short hours, as you point out, Joe, because it starts at 9 o'clock tonight, Eastern Time.
Wow. So denuclearization is right at the forefront. Do you really think Kim Jong-un, and can, let me go further with the question, if I may, Gordon, can we trust Kim Jong-un to really denuclearize?
Well, you can't trust the North Koreans on anything, Joe, which means that we have to have an agreement with the strictest inspections provision ever. That's when, you know, people in the U.S. talk about CVID, complete verifiable irreversible dismantlement of their weapons program. Verification is absolutely essential because the North Koreans will promise the world. The question is, will they carry through? They have dishonored every agreement that they have ever signed in terms of their nuclear weapons program. So we've got to make sure that we can go anytime, anywhere. This is the problem that President Trump raised with the Iran deal. And so we've got to have better inspection provisions than was in the Iran deal.
And it's so funny, Gordon. Kim Jong-un looks like this now almost jovial guy walking around, and he's going to meet the President of the United States. And you're absolutely right. You hit the nail on the head, as you always do, Gordon. It gives Kim Jong-un credibility. But what are the risks in sitting down with this dictator?
I think the risks are that Kim is not going to give the firm pledges that the United States needs to hear. We need to hear him say that he's going to give up all his nuclear weapons, give up all his ballistic missiles, both long-range and short-range, also dismantle their infrastructure to create those weapons. We need to have inspections, as we just talked about. And there's one other item on the agenda, and that is President Trump made a public pledge last month, and he repeated it just a few days ago when Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was in the White House, and that is to get an accounting of the Japanese these abductees, those people that North Korea had kidnapped from Japan, from elsewhere. And that's really critical because that is going to help Abe.
And what role is South Korea playing, Gordon?
Well, Moon Jae-in, the South Korean president, has been a facilitator. He's gotten both Trump and Kim into the same room. Because although Kim wanted this, it was very difficult for him to arrange it, and he got Moon to do that. Now, Moon met with Kim on April 27th. They had their historic summit. And so what Kim is doing is he's continuing his outreach to the world.
And Gordon Chang, what was scary for me, and I was thinking, listening to you and Mr. Navarro, Peter Navarro, down there, Kim Jong-un, he lands in Singapore on like this Chinese airline. And that was a little scary. I mean, should we be concerned that the Chinese actually flew him in?
Yes, we should be. Kim Jong-un arrived on an Air China flight. That's China's flag carrier. And what Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, is saying to President Trump is, look, Kim Jong-un is my vassal. He's my boy. Don't touch him.
Wow.
And so we have got to be very clear to the Chinese that we are going to get what we need, regardless of what China thinks.
All right. And stay with me, Gordon, if you wouldn't. We appreciate your valuable time. I know you have such a busy day today. But you see, Vladimir Putin meeting with President Xi, the airline brings Kim Jong-un in. Exactly what's going on here and what role is Russia playing in all of this?
Well, Russia has been violating UN sanctions the last 3 months. So have the Chinese, and they've been doing it blatantly, especially Beijing. And so what Moscow and Beijing are saying to Kim Jong-un is, you don't have to come to terms with President Trump because we've got your back. We'll give you sanctions relief. Now, if we get what we want from Kim Jong-un, then, you know, their sanctions busting, no big deal. We can ignore it. But if we don't, Joe, that means we then have to impose costs on both the Chinese and the Russians because they've been malign influences in the last 3 or 4 months.
So give us, before we let you go, Gordon, if you'd be so kind, give us the forecast. You have Kim Jong-un and you have Donald J. Trump sitting down, and they're going to maybe hopefully denuclearize. You got to take it a step further. What's going to happen with China, the militarization that you always talk about China? What are the risks that we have to look out for? And that, see, when Donald Trump first goes in, Gordon, you know it's going to be like, it could be very, very nice, the first step, but the second, the third step down the road, what are you foreseeing in that regard, Gordon Chang?
Well, this is going to be a question of whether President Trump is willing to use American power to force the North Koreans to do what they don't want to do.
Sanctions, you mean?
Which is to give up their weapons. Sanctions, not only on North Korea. Now, the U.S. has cut the flow of international payments to North Korea by about half, but we need to do a lot more. And the other thing is we need to do is to go after the Chinese banks that have been money laundering for the North Koreans. As I said, if Kim Jong-un gives us what we need, no big deal. We can ignore Beijing's bad behavior. But as I said, also if we don't, then we have to go after the Chinese because they have put Kim Jong-un up to it. So there's going to be a lot at stake after this summit.
Wow. Gordon, we always appreciate it. Hey, Gordon, you know, you're so buttoned down in the sense that you're always so together. And I talk to you like a friend to friend, like we always talk in the green room over at Fox. But what are you feeling? It's Donald Trump, man. Did you ever think you'd see the day like a Donald J. Trump bringing Kim Jong-un to the table?
No, I actually did not see that. I thought that it's, and certainly not so early in President Trump's term. So this really is quite something. President Trump has done a lot, and to his credit, for getting this summit organized, now it's going to be the tough part, which is getting the North Koreans to agree in a verifiable manner to give up their weapons.
Yeah, Gordon, always a privilege having you on the show. But best to your wife, and I love seeing you. I'll see you soon, Gordon. And please come back soon, if you would, my friend.
Oh, of course, Joe, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Gordon Chang, right there, breaking down the whole North Korea summit. Fascinating. I mean, you can't make it up. You just can't make it up. And the fact that, and if you meet Gordon Chang, he is very, very reserved, very, very incredibly intelligent. He's got an intellect, and he's always with his wife. He's a very decent guy. And here, then you look at the other side, Donald J. Trump, all the bluster of Donald J. Trump, that he's the guy that brings North Korea to the table. But again, you got to give me a call and let me know what you're thinking. 877-970-2999. My concern is this. As Gordon has said, as when Frankie Fibrellis first gave me the book called Crouching Tiger by Peter Navarro, and you heard Mr. Navarro with Chris Wallace going after Justin Trudeau yesterday, my goodness gracious, they're taking no prisoners in the administration, and we like the way it is, but where is China on all of this? What now, especially when Vladimir Putin goes to talk to President Xi last week, what's going on? And so Gordon is going to keep us abreast of it every step of the way, because anything can happen. But first and foremost, can we embrace this? Can we be proud of our president? Can we say Godspeed, Mr. President, and hope for the very best? Because if there's peace in North Korea, and if there's a unification of North and South Korea, monumental, epic, and historic. Joe Piscopo on the radio, you cannot make this up. Love having you with us. Congressman King's on the show this morning as well. And Kevin Jackson, too. It's 6:49 right now. Brandy Scott is looking out for you on the road, sitting in for Debbie Duhaime on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. A very heavy ride moving westbound on the Cross Bronx. Your stop and go from the Bruckner through to 3rd Ave. Accident on the Gowanus just cleared out of the way not too long ago, but still a very heavy ride. As you approach the Prospect, you'll see some delays starting from around 7th Ave there. Harlem River Drive southbound stop and go from Park Ave to the Willis Ave Bridge. Cross Island, that's got you jammed on the northbound side between the Grand Central and the Northern Boulevard exit. LIE westbound, that's solid right now. Some heavy delays, Little Neck Parkway through to Woodhaven Boulevard. Liberty Ave closed in Queens. We've got some police activity on the westbound side between Merrick Boulevard and Liverpool Street. Belt on the westbound side, that's jammed Springfield Boulevard to Lefferts Boulevard, 446, 8095. All very heavy getting to the George Washington Bridge right now, and at your Hudson River crossings inbound at the George, 15 to 20 minutes on the upper level. Lower level will cost you about 10 to 15. Inbound Lincoln and Holland Tunnels were both running at about 15 to 20 minutes. Alternate side is in effect today. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
The most important retirement event of the year is almost here, and you're invited. And you know what? It's absolutely free. The 2018 Retirement Roundtable is Wednesday, June 13th at 2 p.m. Eastern. This is an online event, so you can view it anywhere. And you can sign up today at retirementwatch.com. It's hosted by Roger Michalski of Eagle Financial, along with America's number one retirement expert, Bob Carlson, and a surprise special guest.
What will you take away from the Retirement Roundtable?
How one small change in your current plans will eliminate the single biggest threat to your retirement. The one retirement strategy that will add $125,000 to your nest egg. How to collect more than $1,500 every month without paying a penny in taxes. The breakthrough strategy that can turn every $1,000 into $10,000 and more. Remember, the Retirement Roundtable is free, but you must sign up at retirementwatch.com.
That's retirementwatch.com.
Sign up today at retirementwatch.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Clouds will give way to increasing sun today. It'll be breezy and cool for June, the high to 71. Clear, cool tonight, down to 55 in Midtown, 47 to 51 in many northern and western suburbs. Mostly sunny tomorrow, a nice day, high 74. On Wednesday, intervals of clouds and sun, warm and much more humid with a shower and thunderstorm around, high 79. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. Frankie Fibrellis, you down with Dino and Harry's?
Absolutely. Buddy? Love it.
Albert, you want to do it? We'll do it Friday night, maybe? Could we do that? We love going there. The morning team goes to Dino and Harry's, and we'll see what Debbie's doing. When she's at Channel 7 today, and we're going to see. The morning team goes to Dino and Harry's. When you go to Dino and Harry's in Hoboken, I go over there. I always, and I'm telling you always, and of course I go, I see Dino, who greets you there, Flora behind the bar, the ambiance, I keep telling you, of Dino and Harry's, the mouth-watering steaks, the number one steakhouse in all of New Jersey, the appetizer, Frankie always gets the fish, Al gets the bacon appetizer, the snow bacon. It is a great, great, just a great destination to go out to a restaurant, that Dino and Harry's, right there on 14th Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. But when I go there, I meet people from, you know, I'm old, so I meet everybody who I've met through the years. There's always somebody. So last time I was there, Joe, I went to school with your ex-wife. And I go, which one? So, and then the conversation started. It's great. And people are just spectacular. And the piano player, Al, remember the piano player we had last time? We just have such
he
a great time.
Oh, well, I tell you. I've never been more enthralled and entertained by a guy who couldn't hit the note right.
That's not true. You have a great time at Dino and Harry's. And now, that aside, you got the best steaks, you got the best seafood, you got unbelievable appetizers, fresh vegetables, all made to your liking. Dino and Harry's, you got to check it out. That's our hang, and the morning team will be there in the next couple of weeks. We're going to have a nice, we're way overdue for Dino and Harry's hang. 201-659-6202 on 14th Street, Hoboken, New Jersey. Or go to DinoandHarrys.com. Check out the menu. Make reservations. You tell them that your pally Joey Piscopo sent you.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
It's the coffee song. Francis Albert with Piscopo in the morning on AM 970. We are The Answer.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions. So they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil.
I've told this story before. We have so many new listeners. Forgive me. But every time I hear this song, I think of the late, great Vincent Falcone, who conducted for Mr. Sinatra many, many years, about a dozen years. Vinny, one of the great musicians of our time, the late, great Vinny. We lost Vinny this last year from cancer. Oh, rest in peace. I still miss Vinny on the road. He went out. He mentored me to go to how to do the when we go out and we do the Frank Sinatra songs, how to do them with respect and properly, right? Always with respect to Nancy and Tina and the late, great Frank Jr., right? So Vinny told me the story. Forgive me, I've told you before, but they were down in Brazil. And the old man was doing an outdoor concert, and it was like 100,000 people at the concert. We would show up for the old man. Listen to this. Only Sinatra, right? So they go up, and it's raining, and it's pouring rain. So now they're thinking, the concert's going to have to be called off. It's raining. Right before the showtime comes up, miraculously, the rain stops. As the old man comes into the arena, the rain stops, the sun is shining, and the old man goes, let's go, we're going. And he goes up, and he goes into the coffee song in Brazil. He kicks it off, and Vincent, who's worked with Tony Bennett, worked with every great act, said he's never heard the roar of a crowd, 100,000 people screaming every time I hear that song. To have been there, right? Right, in an arena with 100,000 people. And the lyrics, Frankie, the lyrics of that song are so tricky. You know, only the old man could nail it as he could.
So, oh, absolutely.
Oh, just great. Hey, but you know, you with John Travolta, Al, did you meet anybody fancy and famous over the weekend, Al?
No, his mom is somewhat famous.
There you go.
In certain quarters,
you know, no. Please, mom was explaining how her entire funeral is paid for, and we were passing the cemetery, which she'll be eventually laid to rest. Now, I didn't know this, apparently, Joe. I don't know if you know this. I don't know if anybody knows this. Apparently,
does your mom want you to reveal this on the air, Al?
Yeah, why not? But she revealed it to us in the car. When you pay for a funeral, apparently there is an additional charge to open up the crypt after the funeral. I did not know this. I thought you paid for that already.
What do you mean the crypt? What does that mean?
She apparently pays one price for the funeral, right? Apparently there's an extra charge when they open the crypt to put the body in. And it's cheaper to put it in the crypt than
the mausoleum
it is to dig it in the ground. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Vinny Recuglia can cut you a deal if you'd like.
Well, no, I said to my mother, I said to my mother, I said, what happens if your daughter is in charge of everything? Maybe she's a little upset that you haven't given her everything. She don't open the crypt. Leave her out there. It's all right.
But by the way, I got a note from Vinny Recuglia's friend. Did you see that on Twitter?
Oh, boy.
Joe, I forget his name. He goes, have Vinny call me. I'm getting notes on Twitter.
Have Vinny call me.
I swear to God.
You know, any other Vinny?
Tweet.
All right, maybe it's something important. Vinny Recuglia? I don't know.
Tell Vinny to call me. I drive with him. I drive around with Vinny. Okay.
Big thank you to Vinny for those hard-boiled eggs he brought to us a week or two ago. They provided a week or two worth of delicious and nutritious snacks.
And Mike, and raves about that cake after Lorenzo.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulatory cake I got. Thank you, Vinny. We love you. And we love you for listening. Frank and Al are here with Joey. Debbie's at Channel 7 this morning. Brandi Scott's sitting in. And we're going to be going over this whole summit situation. You can't make it up. And I'll tell you what it is. I see a message here from my dear friend. You know, 100% Joe supporting our president, making history. And it's historic, and it is. Congressman Peter King will break it all down for us. We'll be addressing the G7 concerns, too. Unnecessary concerns, in my mind. Dr. Jeffrey Gardier will be with us. And Kevin Jackson in the 9 o'clock hour. It's Radio Piscopo, live from New York.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.